do another technique and as an exercise of this. And I don't know if any of you noticed or sensed that when you look at something in that meditation, then that thing is also changing as you look at it. Did you get that feeling or thought form run through your head? That nothing is fixed when you look at it. Alright. And then, now what we'll do is we'll imagine, because that's an interesting thought form, because in science, they are always trying to look at things totally objectively, as if they are not affecting the experiment. You know that principle? A scientist does not want to affect their experiment, but keep it enclosed in whatever simulation they're doing. But that's total illusion. That's the, you know, they're all in a total illusion, which they do not realise that their consciousness is already affecting the experiment. And you can't get your consciousness out of whatever you're experimenting on. So there is no true objective scientific method. It doesn't exist. It's an illusion. Okay, on that note, what we'll do is we'll do an initiation that was first available to the ancients, initiates. And interestingly, John the Baptist could do this, in the Testament sense. And that is to look through the earth as if the earth is transparent, and to see the other side of the earth, through the other side of the earth, at night into the midnight sun. Or to the sun on the other side of the earth, as if it's day there as well, of course. And that's an initiation that everyone will have that power eventually, but you can pre-activate it. And by being able to look through the earth, what it is it that you're looking through is into the earth memories as well. The earth is no longer, it's not a solid object. The earth is a consciousness being as well, and you can see through it. And you're looking through your subconscious and the layers of the inside of the earth, of which there are many complicated layers of energy. And a lot of our ability, their lack of ability to see through things, you know, including through the earth, really came about from ancient Persian times. There was limited ability to do it up till then. Because during ancient Persia, so that would be about 4,000-5,000 BC at least, human consciousness split, and because light split, the beings that lived in light, you know, white light, coloured light, whatever, split into those beings that live on in higher light, pure light and evolving light, light beings, and those beings that fell into lesser light, which eventually becomes things like darkness, shadow, beings of the darkness, and demons. So consciousness and higher beings also split. And along the way, that means you have to look into the shadow along your development and be able to see in the dark. I don't mean like an animal would, a cat or whatever, but see spirit clairvoyantly in the shadow. And what will you see if you look in the shadow? You'll see your past lives, things you repressed, buried memories that have been hidden in the dark for a long time. Does that make sense? So to help this initiation, you just imagine you're looking through the earth at where the sun is right now, because obviously it's set, and just ask for that, the initiation of seeing the midnight sun. Okay. So again, you're already in the zone. Your feeling or sense, imagine that there is light pulsing now in your third eye. Almost as if that light has a laser-like quality and a telescope-like quality. You could direct it and project it to see things at a distance. So imagine and ask to now look into the earth the sun on the other side of the earth. And as you do that, to open up, penetrate your vision through the realm of the shadow. Sense you're making a journey through the earth using vision as your guide to reach the other side of the earth. Try to imagine that inside the earth there are secrets about you, things you buried and hidden that you're now being allowed to see. Imagine that on your return journey back from the earth inside, that you've opened up paths that you can travel back down freely, as if you release some blocks into your subconscious. Imagine that the spiritual path involves going into the earth below you, as well as going into the spiritual world above you. Class is how the etheric body has spreading out. Have you kind of noticed that? That your energy, you're not as physically stable. Yeah? Everything is just less fixed, isn't it? And how does that relate in terms of property and money? Yeah? Everything is unstable, isn't it? There's no physical stability anymore in the physical world in terms of money. Now, what are people doing? I've noticed, of course, you know, as people sell their houses or you know, generate income and with their physical work, and they're struggling maybe Maybe they're not. But all this, you know, consciousness on the economic world as a physical construct, it's a bit of an illusion. Where is the real money? It's not in the physical world. It's in the spiritual world, of course. But look, well, let's go into the etheric realm here and activate more abundance for you there. Now, if you went into the etheric realm, the etheric world, the energy field of the world, there's far more etheric energy than there is the physical. You know, so the etheric, this body, this chair, has an etheric chair. And the etheric chair is actually bigger than its physical counterpart. Everything in the etheric body is more vital, or should be, and bigger and more connected to other things. You know, so in the etheric world, you can stretch your whole energy field and expand. In terms of money, money is simply energy. That's the illusion about it. You know, there is nothing, no such thing as physical money. It's simply an energy field. And it's tied to all kinds of things, including your work and how you see abundance and the flow of your etheric body. So what we'll do is we'll go into asking to stretch and expand your etheric body. Now you just visualize your energy expanding. And as your energy expands and stretches out of your physical body, as it kind of does when you go to sleep, it does that when you die, you loosen yourself, and it can happen during drug experiences, of course. But imagine your energy field then going into the etheric realm. Now, how do you imagine the etheric realm? Well, one way to imagine it is it's like an ocean of energy. Another way you imagine is lots of sheets of energy, like surfaces. And these sheets, you can travel along that surface as if it's wide open and interconnect to other surfaces. Think of leaves. A leaf of a plant is the typical organ of the etheric realm. It's a surface, because surfaces capture etheric energies. Just imagine that for now. And then as you do that, imagine that you are generating more money there, and you've got a bank account in the etheric realm. You've got, you know, everything you've got in the physical world in terms of your money, like bank accounts, assets, portfolios, shares, stocks, your income, your salary. Imagine the equivalent of it is in the etheric realm. And then see in the etheric realm whether your money is worth anything there. And those people whose money isn't worth anything much, you know, or is worth less in the etheric realm than even in the physical world, what kind of people are they? Well, they're just not evolving people, are they? They're people whose lives are closed in. They're not expanding into the spiritual world. They're actually going further away from the growth of their soul. So what they are doing in their energy field, including the etheric realm, is closing in all the time, sealing the potentials and the growths of their energy field into more abundance. But when you're evolving, your money grows and grows, and it's not like a cancer growth, but it can be really powerful growth. And you can have a bigger bank account in the etheric realm than you can imagine. Every now and then, the money in the etheric realm can then precipitate or materialize into the physical world as actual money and assets. And that would be good, wouldn't it? So, that's the... What will happen is you'll have growth in the etheric realm. Like a plant growing, your money will constantly grow. And I don't mean like capital growth, that people are greedy and they kind of trying to compete and get money off others. No, it's a natural growth where there's natural abundance up there. Let's see what that energy does for you. All right. So... again, visualizing you in your column of a bubble of light now. Imagine a bubble of light as well. all around you. And this bubble of energy is also your etheric body. So imagine there's energy, you're built of energy, and this energy force field is all around you and inside you. And for a moment, just have in your mind's eye some image to represent all the money that you have or that you are worth. Imagine if someone audited your worth, that means everything you own, in the physical world at the moment. Have an image like a pot of money that you are physically worth in the world, what you own. Try to imagine that when you die, you don't take any of that with you. None of those properties or money or assets go into the spiritual world with you. Now imagine in your energy field, calling it your etheric body, that you have an etheric bank account, etheric assets, property and money, the equivalent of money and abundance in the etheric body. Ask to activate or connect to your etheric bank accounts. And try to imagine that all your money in the etheric realm, which is an energy, the money is energy, is linked to morality, is linked to doing good work and to being connected to your spirit. So imagine it is moral money. Fund every bit of money in the etheric realm that you have has a memory in it of everything you've done to generate that energy. This is intelligent money, holding vibrations life experiences, spiritual qualities. So now ask to increase your etheric abundance of money. Then try to ground that energy now into your physical world, into your physical money, imagining the paper money that you're holding in your mind's eye is linked symbolically to your etheric money. As if behind every coin, every note, an energy field. I think what we'll do is we'll just imagine a path, like a road, a path of light. And you are grounded enough with your soul for your true path to open up in front of you on earth. Your path which is connected to the divine plan, but your true path on earth. So just hold that. And remember, this is the spiritual world you're in. It's not up there. So your thoughts will open up the path. So, in your mind's eye, focus this meditation through your heart. So from sense from the middle of your chest, from your heart, comes a path of light, a physical path that goes into the world, and ask to activate your true path, your destiny of your spirit on earth. Feel that everything you do